Downloading music these days is easier than catching a pop fly. But with the slip of your thumb, you can end up with the wrong song. Say you want a copy of Somebody to Love by Queen. Somebody. But instead, you end up with this. You want Freddie Mercury, and you get Bieber fever. Well, in Canada, this confusion has actually worked in the favor of an older music composer, thanks to a young gun. From the World's Canada Desk, Andrea Crossan has more.
Sometimes it's just a misspelled word. You're looking for a restaurant in Dayton, Ohio, and you end up getting suggestions for Daytona Beach, Florida. Or maybe a dry cleaner in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and you get a listing for Beirut, Lebanon. It sort of explains what's been happening to Canadian composer John Beckwith. Beckwith composed a piece of music in 1997 for the harpsichord and violin. Here it is. The track was released on CD in 2010, and last month it saw an enormous bump in downloads.
I was having a look at the numbers, and it was over 4,000 streams in 1 month.
That's Allegra Young. She's the recording and licensing manager with the music label Canadian Music Center.
It's a great disc, but I was wondering why it was all the same track.
And then Young figured out the answer to the mystery. Beckwith's track is called Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up!
Yeah, like that song. The Robin Thicke song featuring T.I. and Pharrell has been topping the Billboard charts all summer. And it seems that people looking for Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines have been downloading John Beckwith's piece.
That was the first that I knew that Robin Thicke stole my title.
Beckwith, who is 86, says he hasn't heard Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. That song is known for its sexy, or some would say sexist, lyrics and its racy video. Beckwith explains the theme of his piece.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Hardanger fiddle. It's a tradition from Sweden, 19th century. And I wrote a piece after somebody gave me a recording of Hardanger fiddle music. I was quite moved by it. It's really a kind of elegy music, funereal music. So I think it has no relation really to his piece.
John Beckwith isn't complaining. Just yesterday, his composition had another 400 downloads. Beckwith offers this message to his fellow composer.
I wish every success to Robin Thicke, and I hope he wishes me some success.
For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
If you've had any happy surprises or download disasters in your recent music downloads, we'd love to hear about them. Share your story at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios in Boston at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
That is and pull your hair like that. So I'm jail watch, hand wait for you to salute, chew, dip, pimp.